It's showtime, folks. Welcome in Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game on this Wednesday. Hope you're having a great start to your day so far. I'm Chase McCabe, Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier with us, and Big Joe. What's up, JoJo?
Chaser, what's going on, man? I ought to give you my daily Donaldson Pike update. It's awful, and take extra caution going through there. And stay off your phones when you go through there. I'll probably yell at, I think, seven people this morning. Listen, let me tell you something. When you're at a red light and you're the first car to red light, you have a very important job to do. It is to pay attention. So when that light turns green, you go. All right? So get off your phone if you're the first car to red light. You have an important job to do. That's to get the traffic going. So just a little gentle reminder today.
I agree with that. That is good advice. And, you know, we've all been guilty of it, but there's too many times where people are on their phone and not paying attention to what they need to be doing when they're driving a car. I think it's a very simple PSA not to do that.
Yeah. So that's your PSA for today, especially on Donaldson Pike. And by the way, I might run for mayor one day in this town on the whole premise.
I'll vote for you.
My whole platform is synchronizing red lights. That's it. That's my whole goal, is synchronizing red lights in this town. I think if we could do that, I think we'd be a lot happier and traffic would move a little more smoothly around town. So there you go.
Well, cool.
So I'm throwing my bald head in the race for 2031. I should be out of jail by then.
You're not in jail. Wait, I mean, what are you calling this show? You're calling this show jail?
That's right, man.
So we have a funny situation to start the show. Figured out. Well, you know, let's just take this to the air right now. So I am from the palatial Chase McCabe home studios today. And I have in my home studio, a lot of windows so I can see outside. Somebody has shown up at my house, and I think I know who it is, but they're going to start knocking in a second, and it's going to be really entertaining because I'm obviously doing a radio show and can't get up and answer.
Why did you let Stillman know where you live? That's the problem.
It's not Stillman. It's somebody that does some yard work, and they randomly just show up sometimes and, you know, don't call. Don't know how a phone works, apparently.
All right, let me tell you this right now. PSA number two for myself today. If you knock on my door, I will come to the door and stare at you through the window, and I will not answer the door.
Yeah.
Well, so don't come by.
Sawyer's not going to let me open the door. That's the problem.
Well, good. Smart dog. But, yeah, so don't come by the house.
Yeah, so I'm currently sitting here. Okay, he's leaving now. Kind of not. I was like, lean down, like I really can't answer. So hopefully he doesn't see me.
Oh my goodness, that's the most exercise you've gotten in years.
Oh, shut up. So during COVID, that actually happened, and you know, I have cameras, and you know, we kind of live in a camera society now, and so I. Like this random person just kept knocking on the front door and it turns out that's when I found out that one of my friends had a friend that lives across the street, and they thought that this was their house and they were dog sitting, and that happened live on the air.
Oh, I'm at the wrong house, yeah. Air quote thing. Yeah. Again, don't answer the door. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's where we are. Random start to the show. Hope you're having a great day. You can weigh in at 615-737-1025. That's our phone and text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and where you can answer our question of the day.
Yeah, so this is kind of a thing. You know, the draft's coming up, and you always talk about when they talk to the draft, the guys who get drafted afterwards, like, hey, what advice did you get, or this and that, and something like, you know, my dad told me this, my mom told me this. So our question of the day is what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Does not have to be sports, does not have to be your mom and dad, but in one sentence, what's the best advice you've ever gotten in your entire life? One that sticks with you today, that resonates in your head, the best advice you've ever gotten. We want to hear from you. 615-737-1025. Love for you to call, text, whatever. But again, the best advice.
Mine's pretty simple. And you're, I mean, you kind of are a part of this. It's like different phrasing, but basically the same thing. And I credit, you know, you and Darren and Willie, several others. But I, you know, when I first started at the station in this business, you know, I didn't always have the best confidence in the world. And so it was basically be your biggest fan, because only you are going to care what you do, and only you are going to get yourself to where you want to go. And so that was it. And I started listening to that. It took a while. I remember doing the morning show with you and Pogue, and it was kind of like every morning kind of have to pump me up. But, you know, I got there eventually, and look at me now.
Now
I'm doing a show with you.
Yeah, and so, now you're hiding from your friends at your house. I mean, you have attained a perfect balance in your life, and I love that. All right, I got a few here. First one is, whatever you do in life, don't burn bridges. Just don't burn. Yeah. If you are disenfranchised and hate your boss and you're just leave. But just, hey, thank you for the opportunity. I'm telling you, I've seen so many cases where somebody can't come back to a different place because they burned a bridge. Don't burn bridges. Just don't do that. Secondly, it's very simple. Be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Yeah. Well, I totally
agree. James Dalton, be nice until it's time to not be nice. And you will know when it's time to not be nice. Dr. Crane, you got one?
I think I had to learn that the hard way.
Yeah, you did.
Now as I've gotten older, I know when not to be nice.
I don't want to be rude, Joe. You mind repeating the question of the day, please?
Oh, that's okay. The best advice you've ever gotten. The best. It could be mom, dad, brother, best friend, something you saw on TV, a movie, whatever. The best advice you've ever got. One sentence. Just one sentence.
I actually have a quote from my grandparents. They told me this when I was a kid, and I have it on my phone. I'll read it. Two people always told me who I look up to dearly. Quote, if you give 110% no matter what you do, the rest of life will take care of itself.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Read it again.
Sorry, I read it fast.
That's okay. Are you nervous?
He's kind of nervous.
He's emotional.
Okay. I'm doing a lot of stuff back here. All right, let's see here.
Eating donuts is not a lot of stuff, pal.
It's pretty good. Let's see here. If you give 110% no matter what you do in life, the rest of life will take care of itself.
Okay.
So.
Not bad. Solid advice.
Very solid advice. So that's when we want to hear from that. I mean, it's just, you know, advice is good in this world sometimes.
615-737-1025. Max Herr is going to join us today at 9:30 to talk the Preds. We think we know who the Preds are going to take on in the first round.
Oh, who do we know?
It's probably going to be Vancouver. And okay. If Dallas gets at least a point tonight, it is for sure going to be Vancouver. So we're all on pins and needles waiting for that, and also when the playoffs actually start and the schedule. So, you know. And so the program director of the flagship station can make a schedule, which would be fun. So that's a personal problem, but there you go.
Yeah, do you know when they're playing?
I don't. No. No, and you know what's funny? Like, you know, behind the curtain talk here for a second. Everybody in there, and look, I get it. If I was in somebody else's position, I would ask me too, because it's like, okay, you know, he probably knows. I don't. I don't have, like, the secret. You know, I haven't been on the phone with Gary Bettman and like, all right, so here's what he's thinking. Like, and it drives me nuts because I wish I had the answer, because I can't do anything until I know. And I'm sure the Predators feel that way. You know, like, it's just kind of that time of year where, you know, their season ended a few days before everybody else's. And so they just kind of have to sit back like, you know, Homer Simpson on the rooftop when the Comets come into town, like twiddling their thumbs, like, well, you know, just kind of waiting out, see what happens.
But right.
Hopefully tomorrow, I would think the NHL would release a schedule, but it is pretty funny because people are like, have you heard anything yet? Nope. Sure haven't. But so I'll let you know when I do.
Hopefully we will know. I mean, you guys in the listening audience, our fans, we've gotten dozens and dozens of texts already on the best advice. So we'll read some of those coming up. Our question today, if you're just now joining us, what's the best advice you've ever gotten? One sentence is all we need to know about that as well. I want to ask you this later on. We'll get to it later on the show. But this thing about, you know, you talk about dads giving good advice. This thing with Deion Sanders about don't draft his kids unless you're one of these five or six teams.
Yeah, that's,
how dare you?
I know. Look, I get he's a coach now and his kids are playing for him, But that's helicopter dad too, and it's like, dude, just stay out of it.
I mean, that's,
because you're, all you're doing is hurting them. You're not helping them.
Yeah, that's worse than Archie Manning taking care of his big baby Eli who didn't want to play for the Chargers, and I'm not going to go play there. I mean, that's awful. I mean, it's playing in the National Football League is a privilege. It's not a right. And I thought it was a joke. I'm like, oh, he's joking again. Then I realized he's not joking. So, I want a guy who wants to be there. I mean, I just don't understand it. You know, if you get drafted, I know Jacksonville's not one thing, but it's still part of the National Football League. If you get drafted, do it. So sometimes the advice you get is, like, really bad, and I think that's really bad what Deion's doing.
Yeah, I agree, but, you know, does it surprise you?
No, not at all.
You can't stay out of the way?
Nope, and now, you know, guys are leaving Colorado en masse. I think that Colorado program is going to be a disaster after this year. And, look, I like Deion. I mean, I do. I have no problem with Deion.
I thought it was going to work. I really did. I thought his shtick was going to work, and he was going to get Colorado to places they hadn't been before because he was going to play the portal game, and then he was going to go get a better job. But it seems like he's gotten in his own way. His mouth has gotten him in trouble.
Yeah, you're right. And that's why I liked this is kind of apples and oranges, but I like Connecticut winning the national championship because that team had veterans on that team, you know, not guys bouncing right in and out and going. They talked to one guy who's like, you know, you had the opportunity to transfer, and I forget who it was. He's like, yeah, I mean, he goes, where else can I go and have a coach scream at me, but off the court, absolutely love me? And I was like, man, that's pretty solid right there. So this whole Deion thing is, I don't know. But, you know, it goes back to the advice. You know, sometimes you get great advice. Sometimes you're like, huh, what are you talking about? But that's something that's going on that'll be probably talked about quite a bit come this fall.
Yes, for sure. We'll have Max Herz coming up at 9:30 today. But our question of the day, what's the best piece of advice that you've ever gotten? One sentence, our text line blowing up. We'll read some of your answers. Coming up next here on the Chase and Big Joe Show, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Broadcasting from the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville Studios over the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game on this Wednesday. A little bit rainy, cloudy today. It's April, and it happens, so be careful out there. Our question of the day, what is the best piece of advice you've ever gotten? One sentence, very simple, but something that sticks with you. Let's go to the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Mitchell says, maintain at all costs.
Oh, yes. That's fantastic.
I'm not sure where he's going with this one, but I'll read it anyway. 0247, put a glove on it.
Oh, Chaser. Yeah. Get it now?
I kind of had an idea, but I was like, why not? I'll read it anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Kyle, a gram of prevention is worth an ounce of cure.
That's old wisdom. His grandpa must have installed that in him. That's nice.
Here's a good one, and it's true. It's prom season. 5772 says, my dad told me before I left for prom, quote, it only takes one time. That's all he said to me.
Sometimes the bluntness and the brutal honesty works perfect, but yeah, that's fantastic.
This is a good one. 1589, my coach told me this quote, and it stayed with me forever. You have to quit caring what other people think about you.
I tell people all the time, you'd be surprised how little other people think about you. You would be surprised how little other people would think about you. And that's great advice right there.
Yeah, and I mean, that's something that I know a lot of people struggle with, and I have struggled with it. I still struggle with it. And the thing I love about doing this show with you is, you know, we're very transparent on a lot of things because, you know, sometimes we all just need to talk, and, you know, you do your thing at the end talking about, you know, mental health and, you know, if you need somebody to call. I mean, look, it's a hard world to live in.
It is.
Sometimes, and, you know, not complaining, love what we do, but, you know, especially sometimes the scrutiny that, you know, another good piece of advice is or not advice necessarily, but just a comment about what we do is, you know, I don't envy you because everything you say gets scrutinized. Like you could, you know, you're going to have, I could say the Titans are going to take Joe Alt at 7. You idiot. They're going to take a receiver, you know, like it goes to that, you know, or something completely different. But that was one of the hardest things for me once I got into this is, yeah, I don't care. And you kind of have to put up that wall and have thick skin, and it does change you in a good way at times because you got to go in and just kind of do your thing and make your decision. But it's a hard thing to do.
You do. Look, listen, I went to 5 funerals last year, suicides, and some of the people that you and I know. And, you know, it's a thing like, well, they just, you know, they lost hope. And so that's my thing is like, you always got hope, man. You can find hope anywhere you want to. You can find it. But I my heart breaks for the families. I mean, these are people that we knew, and they just felt like they had no hope. And so that's why the message is so transparent every day. And I've talked to many guys who've like, man, we've all been to that point. So that's why, you know, the advice thing today was like, you know what, some advice that just, you know, you think about, you know, what they're going to think about me. Like, you know what, who cares what they think about you? Just know that right. You're doing the best job you can and kind of go forward with that. So that's it. Again, the best advice that you've ever gotten somebody, you've gotten from, you know, it doesn't have to be your parents. It can be anything that goes on and what you want to do. So here's one that made me laugh, and it said, Joe, what'd you do with it? Where'd it go? It was the great Dwight Schrute line from The Office. If you're going to do something and you think to yourself, hey, would an idiot do that? Then don't do that, because that's what an idiot would do. That's the great Dwight Schrute from The Office. I lost the text. I like this one, 2839 for my dad. There's no better way to predict the future than look at the past. That's solid, man. Keep these rolling in throughout the day, my friends. Yeah, these are good
for sure. We'll get back to these a little bit later, but Predators are kind of now on a break and have a few days off, which, look, going into the playoffs, I don't think that's a horrible thing. Now, I'm one of those that I believe that confidence carries over and a little bit of momentum carries over game to game, and you know, you ended the season with a loss, so that kind of lingers for a little bit. So I'd rather start playing sooner rather than later. My guess is, you know, I think somewhere in the, maybe I've seen Tuesday, you know, I've seen Monday, somewhere in that range they would get things going. But that would be if it's Monday or Tuesday, that's a week off. Does that concern you at all?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, it's just, you got time off. Well, here's the deal. Here's the other piece of advice. You control what you can control, right? They can't control the schedule. They can't control when they play again. You just kind of ride it out. And when you get the marching orders, go play. And, you know, that's the thing. Is I go back to the Titans in 2008. They were 13-2, the last game of the year. They played the Colts. You know, they had the division wrapped up, and, you know, I remember nobody played in that game. I'll never forget people like, oh, God, you know, they're going to have no momentum. They got a week off, then the Ravens are going to come here, or the Ravens have to play the Dolphins that weekend, and what's going to happen here? And then the Titans got beat. And the talk was like, well, they had time off, and they lost that momentum because they didn't play by that last game. Look, man, we could sit here and knock everything down about what happened and what's going on, but when you get your marching orders to go play, go play. And that's it. You can't control that you're off for another week or so or 8 days, how long it is. When you get the opportunity to go play in the playoffs, as they will next week, go play. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. Wes in Clarksville says, Preds need to go see U2 now that there's a break.
No.
They're not seeing U2 until mid-June.
No, they don't. What's the thing with the pitcher throwing a no-hitter? You stay away from him?
Right.
You don't mention U2.
No. U2's going to play a concert on Broadway as part of a Stanley Cup parade.
Right. What's the... you know more about this. What's a hockey superstition that's like, you know, baseball, it's stay away from the pitcher, don't talk to him. And what is it in hockey? I mean, is there one in hockey?
I mean, if a goalie, you don't say shutout if a goalie's got a shutout going. You know, that's kind of the equivalent of a no-hitter.
Okay.
You know, that you haven't let a goal in. You know, I know a lot of guys. What's funny is, so we did we used to do a segment on the pregame show called Predators Profiles. And I actually did one on this where I went and talked to a bunch of the guys and I said, you know, what are your superstitions? And I learned in doing that, that they don't actually, a lot of them don't believe that they're superstitions. They just believe they're routine, which in fact they are superstition, but they kind of look at it as that way. But, you know, for several, it's they put, you know, the right sock on before the left sock, and they, you know, they have their tape go a certain way. They, you know, with their tape on their stick, you know, they have the certain pattern they do. They eat the same things on game day. So kind of stuff like that. So,
well, that, yeah, I mean,
I would say I kind of feel like hockey is more superstitious than baseball.
I do know you've heard this before. Like, I remember covering I was at a Vanderbilt baseball game one time, and the first two innings, I'm not kidding you, the first two innings went about 4 minutes. I mean, it was like three pitches out. I mean, it was, yeah. And I was like, and I said, I'll never forget, I was like, God, we'll be out of here in an hour. And everybody in the press box looked at me and said, never say that again. And I was like, why? I mean, we're already in the third inning. We're not even 10 minutes into the game. That game ended up going, I think, like 15 innings. Oh, and boy. We were there forever covering this baseball game. So I always laugh when I hear that. And always the other part's like, you know, if somebody's got a no hitter and you tweet out, you know, hey, check on the Braves, you know, Chase McKibb's got a no hitter. And then you give the no hitter up, and invariably somebody replies back. It's like, way to go, Chase. Way to go. You ruined it. Like, yeah, right. I gave up the hit.
Yeah, I had something to do with it. 1652 says, isn't there a superstition about the president's trophy in the NHL, like not touching it or something? The only the superstition is the only trophy you touch is the Stanley Cup. There's a hilarious video that ESPN's put out with PK Subban and it's Mark Messier. So Mark Messier has won the Stanley Cup, so therefore he can touch it, and so he's holding the Stanley Cup, and they're like looking at it, and Messier's messing with PK, and he goes, "Your name's on here somewhere, right?" And PK's like, like trying to change the subject. And so Messier is like, here, touch it. Just touch it. And PK's like running through the studio, like, no, get that thing away from me. I can't touch it. Like, what if I become a strength and conditioning coach for, you know, the Pittsburgh Penguins or something? You know, that's when I touch it. You know, and I'm sure it was a bit, but it was hilarious.
Right. Yeah.
So that's a big one. Like in when the Predators went to the Stanley Cup final, I think Mike Fisher didn't touch the trophy, and then the next year when they won the President's Trophy, Roman did touch the President's Trophy.
Gosh.
And so there's just
was it a thing that if and you know more about hockey than I do, but that if you win the President's Trophy, nobody won the Stanley Cup or very few?
It's there's a supposed curse to winning the President's Trophy. So the New York Rangers and Peter Laviolette, I guess they're thinking about that, but you can't like that when you win the President's Trophy, then you get knocked out in the first round. Like, weird stuff happens.
Okay. All right. I knew there was something weird about that. You know, speaking of weird, who's coming up next?
Hey, that's not good.
Oh,
hey,
it's all
he's
good.
A nice fella. Max Herz is going to join us. He is not weird. He is a very good fella and going to be a part of Predators playoff coverage. Of course, he will join us next. Chase and Big Joe, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, where we will be tomorrow. 102.5, 106.3, The Game. A classic for sure. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Here on this Wednesday, Predators with a little time off before the playoffs begin. We say hello now to Max Herz, who you have heard all year long on the pre and post game and the intermissions. He's done a fantastic job. I always enjoy in Jack Daniel's Barrel House when I can hear the words "Preds win" and the crowd goes wild. Max, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Chase. The thing I take the most pride in about hosting those games is all the people who get to hear me in the bathroom at the game. That's always
nice. Well, and they see my face and Joe's face, so there you go. But that's another story for another day. So the Predators are kind of in a wait and see now, and I know they're going to practice some, but how beneficial do you think it is to have, you know, what could potentially be a full week off between games and starting the playoffs?
Yeah, I feel like it's been almost exclusively advertised as a negative in terms of the way it's been talked about, but I think there are definitely positives to it. The practice that the team had last Thursday, I'm making sure I have my days of the week right, last Thursday, in between the game where they clinched the playoffs on Tuesday at home against the Jets and then the weekend back-to-back that they swept that started in Chicago. It was the first time in what felt like forever that they had had two off days in a row that didn't include a Sunday. So like it was really kind of a deep breath time for the team on Wednesday. They had clinched the night before. And then Thursday, they got after it. And they did basically every drill that they have in their arsenal. They did every single aspect of their game. And based on what Barry Trotz said to Jared on our station last night in his interview, I think they're going to do that and even more today. And last week, a very fun part of the post-game shows on the road, and I hope the late-night people who get some of these games listen to this. When the team goes on the road, sometimes there are reporters who, like, they're just there to go into the visiting locker room and get a quote or two.
Yeah.
And some of them produce very funny answers because these people have no idea what does or doesn't make the opposing coach or players tick. And sometimes they just don't even know how to ask a question. But last week on Friday, after the Predators beat the Blackhawks in Chicago, Brunette was talking about having rested players. That was the game where Saros didn't travel, where McDonough and Nyquist didn't travel, and an out-of-town reporter followed up on that, like, we need a little bit of rest comment from Brunette just to make sure we're in the right place. And the reporter kind of goes, I think half is a joke, so no more battle drills in practice this week. And Bruno was, like, offended, as he should be. And he goes, no, that's part of our team identity. And I absolutely loved it. But that's the type of thing they'll be doing this week.
Talking to the great Max Herz. Max, how was your return to Pittsburgh?
It was great. I had a great time. Got to see some of my friends, which was awesome. It was my first time covering a game there. And I'm from there, as you said. But my attachment to hockey in Pittsburgh is much more to the Igloo, which was an iconic classic NHL venue, and not as much the new place. But of course, I still follow that team closely. It was great to be there, and it's great to be in the booth with Pete and Hal, which is an opportunity that I never had before, and I hope I get to do throughout the playoffs here as well.
All right, so at the trade deadline, the Preds acquired several guys, and besides the stars we know of, the O'Reilly, Yossi, and Forsberg, who's one guy, Max, they picked up in the trade deadline who you think is going to be invaluable in the playoffs, a guy that just is going to bring so much, maybe take them to the next level? Is there one guy that sticks out with you that they picked up?
I think Zucker fits into that class of the O'Reilly, Schenn, Nyquist offseason type acquisitions in terms of veteran guy who is an incredibly well-liked player around the league, fits in really well in the locker room, and also he's a sandpaper guy too, which O'Reilly has some of that, and of course that's Luke Schenn's entire game. But to have a veteran who's who's a middle six guy and ends up in the net trying to come back in that game on Monday night and ends up with the 10-minute misconduct for abuse of officials out of it, which I still don't even know what happened, but like it's stuff like that in a game where they've already clinched. Like this guy is a massive part of the group right now. And I don't think you can overlook Bevilier either, especially if the Preds play the Canucks, who were his employer at the beginning of the season.
How quick do you think, Max, the hook will be on Saros if he doesn't have it? I mean, and you know, the playoffs, you know, you're not guaranteed another day for the most part. How soon will there be a hook for him if he, like, two goals given up in the first 5 minutes of a game?
No, I don't think he would be pulled in a game unless it's a wash. And any time he were to be pulled, there would be no question that he would start the next game. As good as Kevin Lankinen is, there would be no situation where they'd go to him.
Okay. But do you buy, Max Herz is with us, do you buy into, and you know, I know I've asked Andrew Burnett this, that you do have to have both guys because it's a long, hard road to get to the Stanley Cup final and to win the Stanley Cup. You know, we've seen it. I remember Pittsburgh a few years ago used both goalies. And you remember when Thomas Vokoun was with them, you know, that he had some moments. So how important is it to keep Lankanen fresh just in case he's ready to go? Because you might have to go to both guys.
Yeah, it's an extreme luxury that they have a backup who is, first of all, a really good backup and arguably one of the best, certainly one of the three best backups in the NHL, along with whichever of the Bruins goalies you want to call the backup, and Anthony Stolarz from Florida. I think Lankanen is probably second behind, I guess, Ullmark is the backup in Boston, which is insane because he won the Vezina here. But, I think Lankanen is number two, and they made a decision at the trade deadline. There are teams that would have wanted him. He probably would have been the New Jersey Devils starter if they could have found a way to get him the rest of the season. And instead, they had to ride Jake Allen and Kaapo Kähkönen, which was an absolute disaster. And the Devils are cleaning out their lockers today. So they decided to keep Lankanen, which I think was a great move. He started five games since then. He went 3-2, and he won the team some really important games, including a road shutout win against the Florida Panthers, who are probably the favorite to win the Eastern Conference going into the playoffs. It's sad to think about because Lankanen's been so great, but he is a free agent this offseason. I imagine there are teams that see him as at least a 1B and would want to give him a contract, hopefully for his sake, with multiple years of term, which he had 2 1-year deals with the Preds and decided to stay this year rather than test free agency last summer. So, this is just me singing his praises, but to answer your question, yes, it is unbelievably valuable that they have him, and that's a big part of the reason why they decided to keep him, because they knew that they have a chance to go deep in the playoffs here.
Max, sorry.
Go ahead, Joe. Oh, hey, Chase. Sorry, buddy. Hey, Max, how does this look? They're going to play Vancouver. How do the Preds match up with Vancouver?
We actually don't know, Joe, that they're going to play Vancouver.
Hypothetically, go ahead.
The Preds have not played the Canucks since before New Year's, which I think is fine because the Canucks have not seen the current Preds. But if I can go back again to what Barry Trotz said yesterday with Jared, pretty similar teams, which I think speaks well to the Preds because people have been praising the Canucks all season. But two teams with two head coaches in their first full seasons. Rick Tocchet became the Canucks coach late in last season. Both teams are fast. Both teams are pretty deep. Both teams are physical. And now that Thatcher Demko is back for the Canucks, both teams have their goalies going too. So I think the area where the Preds have the potential advantage is experience. A lot of that experience is not with the Preds for a lot of the Preds players in the playoffs, but that doesn't make a difference once you get there. So that's a big part of the reason why I thought this was the most favorable matchup for the Preds going back over a month. We are a Stars win over the Blues tonight, or even a Stars overtime loss to the Blues tonight, away from being able to lock that in, Preds Canucks first round. So I think it would be a lot of fun. And I think the Canucks will end up winning the awards that the Preds have people who most deserve, and we won't know the winners of the awards until after the playoffs. But Rick Tocchet is the heavy winner for Coach of the Year, and Quinn Hughes is the heavy favorite for the Norris. I think if it were to be just based on the second half, and maybe the entire season too, for Andrew Brunette, I think he's the Coach of the Year in the NHL. And if you're to just look at the second half, I think Roman Josi has been the best defenseman by far. So that adds a little bit of head-to-head flavor, which is fun. I think it would be a lot of fun. Obviously, they have one previous playoff meeting, so that's some fun history that will come back up here in the 25th anniversary season for our fans. Vancouver's a great city. Obviously, it's far away, which stinks, which makes it hard for our fans to get there. But, I think it would be a really fun matchup. I think it would be more fun in every way than Dallas, to be honest with you. So let's hope the Stars don't get punked by the Blues tonight.
Well, Max, appreciate it as always. It's going to be a fun ride, and we will be catching up with you usually on Mondays, talking through all of it. So appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. And thank you, Joe, for my weird intro. I'm not offended by it.
Okay. I don't know what he's talking about, man.
You called him weird. That's what he's talking about.
We're all weird, man. I know. We're all weird. Love you, Max, more than you'll ever know.
I'm not offended. I love you, too.
More than you'll ever, ever know.
Thanks, Max.
Thanks, Dad. I mean, Joe.
Max Herz joining us here on the program. All right. Joseph has a rant. When we come back, I have no idea what this rant is
about.
Well,
it's about travel. And just let me tell you, I'm sick and tired of this. And I'll tell you what it is when we come back.
Yeah, I just did it on Monday. So I look forward to this. Chase and Big Joe here on this Wednesday. Let me tell you about Nashville Super Speedway in the city of Lebanon. Join them on Saturday. Speedway on the Square this Saturday, April 20th, from 1 to 6. Big Joe will be there from 1 to 3 in downtown Lebanon. Stop and bring the family for a day filled with inflatables, face painting, balloon art, live music, and a ticket giveaway to the Ally 400 NASCAR Cup Series race at 3:30. Check that out on Saturday, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
You couldn't hit water if you fell out of a boat. Where's your killer instinct, son? You gotta get angry. You gotta get mean. That's the only way you can play.
And then a little Razor Ramon bringing us back here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chasing Big Joe on this Wednesday. We'll get back to our question of the day in the 10 o'clock hour. What's the best advice that you've ever gotten? One sentence. We'll get to a bunch of those in the 10 o'clock hour. But right now, Joe has a rant.
Yeah. By the way, the responses for the best advice, one sentence only coming through, are just fantastic. You guys are great. Keep them coming. 615-737-1025. All right. I hate this. It happens every year. The whole travel thing, okay? Well, somebody's like, well, they got to travel to Vancouver. Let me tell you what. Do you know what a charter plane is?
Exactly.
So the Preds aren't going to the airport, parking in short-term parking, hopping on a shuttle, standing in line at TSA for 2 hours, half of them getting pulled to the side and get them searched, and then getting to their gate for 2 hours and waiting on a cramped Southwest flight. They are flying a charter jet first class to Vancouver, which means you show up about 20 minutes before the plane leaves, you go through security, put your bags on, you get a big seat, you get fed, you get everything you need. Next thing you know, you're landing in Vancouver. Stop with the travel nonsense. They are not flying. They're not getting their C boarding pass. Roman Yossi, 24 hours before a flight, is not on his phone to try to get an A boarding pass.
That's actually not true. Yeah, it's a new rule. They have to check in. No, just kidding.
So you've been on those. I did that with the Titans for a long time. It's heaven.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just now kind of getting over it because I've just accepted it. But flying with them, when I did it with a couple of playoffs, kind of ruined travel for me for a while.
It does. Yes. You talk to a lot of ex-athletes, especially NFL guys that I've talked to, they said one of the biggest downfalls of leaving and getting out of the league is the travel.
Yeah.
Because you show up 30 minutes, maybe 20 minutes, sometimes 10 minutes before a flight, and you've got the whole row. And no, I've been on those flights where guys show up with 10 minutes to go. There's dozens of them that show up, and you're like, are they going to miss the flight? Are they going to miss the flight? And some do miss the flight because they're idiots. But stop with the travel talk. Right, well, that's a lot. They're going to travel 12,000 miles if they play 7 games in Vancouver. First class. Hell, yeah. Fergie sings about it, right? First class?
Yeah.
Does she not? So let's just stop with all this. They'll be fine.
What was funny is, so I went, I think it was, well, the first time I went, they were playing in Colorado, playing in Denver. And, you know, they told me, hey, be there like 30 minutes before and get settled and all that stuff. So, you know, I'm just kind of hanging out on the plane and all the broadcasters were together. So talking to Pete and Willie and, you know, Darren and Chris and Hal and everybody. And they said, you'll know when we're about to leave. And I'm like, okay. And so it kind of took me 2 flights to pick up on it, but they were ready to go when Pekka got on. Pekka was the last guy on the plane. And when Pekka Rinne got on, everybody knew. And he was one of those that he kind of, he would be there like a, you know, a few minutes before we left. But when Pekka got on, it's like, all right, let's go. Love that. Tables up. Time to go.
That's a boss move right there.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
But it's like, it's Pekka. So, of course, you're going to wait for Pekka.
Oh, yeah. Of course you are. What is the L rule that we were told there are rules and there are exceptions?
Yes.
And
yes.
Pekka is an exception, and rightfully so.
Yes, he is. We'll get to your answers of our question of the day coming up next, 615-737-1025. Plus, Big Joe brought something up on our show yesterday, and I noticed this topic kind of kept creeping up throughout the day, including some experts from ESPN and Tim Hasselbeck and Trevor Maddich on what if a certain quarterback's sitting there at 7. We'll discuss that next. Chasing Big Joe, 1025-1063 The Game.